Hello, and welcome to Explorations in Economic History.
This is an extra session on war communism to specifically discuss the lessons that leaders came away with. A good part of this is based on my book, Rediscovering Fire. You can always look to that book to learn a little bit more. About the war communist period, Trotsky wrote in 1936 that even if there had been revolution around the world in places such as Germany, he said it can be said with certainty it would still have been necessary to renounce direct state distribution of products, in other words, planning, in favor of methods of commerce or markets. Even if there had been revolution around the world, he realized that it was a mistake to try to attempt central planning right away. So, as Lenin said, we made the mistake of deciding to go over directly to communist production and distribution. So they admitted that it was a mistake to immediately attempt to plan the economy. However, Lenin argued, and this is from, I think, 1919, Lenin argued that you can learn from your mistakes. Just because they admit a mistake, it doesn't mean that they can never attempt again to approach things the same way. In other words, even if there are problems with central planning that they ran into, serious problems, it doesn't mean that central planning can't work. As Lenin said, the whole point is that we have yet to learn the art of approach. There were glaring mistakes in the plans, but the efficient economist, instead of penning empty theses, will get down to a study of facts and figures, analyze the practical experience, pinpoint mistakes, and suggest a remedy.